We want to bring in Edward Moya. He's a senior market analyst with Oanda. And Ed, we just heard Jared going through some of the movers today on the heels of that inflation report that we got before the bell this morning, the highest number that we have seen in just over 30 years. Taking a look at some of the action, we're seeing yields jumping as a result. We're seeing some selling and some of those big tech names. I guess, how would you sum up that report we got and what it means for the markets going forward?
Well, it was a scorching hot inflation report, and I think it really surprised a lot of traders. And given some of the volatility we've seen in fixed income markets, last week we had yields going down and the curve was flattening, and now we have yields going up and the curve is still flattening. So I think you're having a lot of nervousness that the Fed could be possibly making a policy mistake. And as you continue to see yields start to rise, you know, we even had a very lackluster 30-year auction at 1 o'clock. So there's this growing concern that the Fed might have to, at some point early next year, rush to make a decision on raising interest rates a lot faster than they're signaling. And that could really send the economy into a tailspin. So there's concerns that the Fed is making a policy mistake. And there's so many variables that we still don't understand as far as how will the Fed look like next year, as President Biden has not made any decisions.
We're going to keep talking about inflation, but I want to hit the headline of the day, which is Rivian, because you've pointed out that it's going to be hard for them, at least, to make a strong argument for investors to go into Rivian today because of the hurdles they face. What kind of timeline should an investor consider and the metrics they need to hit in order to consider, you know what, I do want a piece of this action?
Well, I think there's expectations that there's a lot of interest in their vehicles, but I think you really need to see that they have production up and running. I think if production really starts to if they can make a decision on a second plant fairly quickly, and if they have success in bringing on talent, I think wage concerns are going to be a big one for them. They just have too many expenses that are really going to probably keep them many years away from being profitable. So I think a lot of investors, they're excited about this electric vehicle space, and there is still tremendous growth here, but I think it's still too early to get in Rivian, and you'll probably see a lot more volatility, I think, in these next couple of weeks, because a lot of people are now finally realizing that, you know, the hedge funds weren't really involved in this roadshow. So I think you're going to probably see a lot of volatility in these next couple of weeks. And you probably should not be surprised if you did see prices dip 20% from where we are. And that might be where it could be a little bit more attractive.
Edward, when you take a look at the excitement, though, around this name, given the fact that the company's still not making money, are investors getting, it sounds like you think investors are getting a little bit too ahead of themselves, the ones that do want to get into Rivian pretty soon. But what does this tell us just about how investors are thinking about the market and the risk appetite right now?
Yeah, I think right now we're entering a very interesting period on Wall Street. We're past peak stimulus, we're past peak monetary policy, and right now there is this belief that we're looking for the next best trade, and which industries have the best exponential type of growth out there, and electric vehicles are still a very attractive market. But I think it's a very competitive market, and that's what makes it really so hard to be so optimistic about Rivian in the short term. And I think you're going to see a lot of investors, they kind of have that regret with Tesla. I think Tesla really just overcame so much skepticism, and I think a lot of investors thought that Tesla was not going to be able to deliver the type of returns it's seen. And I think this is a kind of one of those FOMO trades where a lot of people, number one traded stock on Fidelity, Twitter, it's all about Rivian today. You can't get away from Rivian. And I think there's this tremendous widespread interest, not just retail, but it is hitting institutional as well.
Yeah, but FOMO can be dangerous. For instance, I mean, I believe a Rivian truck is going to set you back $70,000 before the federal tax credit, whereas a Ford F-150, the electric Lightning, you could get into one of those for 40 grand. And then you're going to have a Tesla electric truck eventually. So how does Rivian, if you're looking at buying this stock, how do they beat Ford and Tesla? Isn't that really what's at stake here?
Yeah, very much so. And I think that's going to be the true test. And they're still at the early stages of, I mean, they have all this capital. They've raised a tremendous amount of money. So I think you'll see exactly how well are they implementing that money and putting it to use and getting production up to speed. I think eventually once they have their second plant up and running, and I think that will determine whether or not they can really work on their margins. But I think it is going to be a very difficult market right now for them. But there is... I think big interest in their vehicles and those Amazon commitments. I think you're going to see that delivering 10,000 trucks hopefully next year and more to come. I think there is a lot of optimism that you're going to see more orders like that. And if that happens, that would be enough to justify the valuations eventually.